ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितम् येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयम् रूपकदा मह्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहम् श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् साग्रजातम् सगणा रघुनाथान्वितम् तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनसहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे You all know English? No problem? You are all familiar with Bhagavad Gita? Spoken by Krishna to Arjun 5,000 years back, and it was written down by Maharshi Vedavyas, and it is contained within Mahabharata, the great epic historical record. One of the chapters, just before the starting of the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Many a times if you have heard that this material life is a battlefield and we have to survive in the battlefield. We can't lose this battlefield. Now, survival of the fittest is the common law. But who can survive? Who is fit and who is not fit? This is the subject matter today. It is said survival of fittest. So people think our life means we must find better means of earning and then we will survive better. So we take big risk which will also sink us rather than survive. It is a constant struggle. The struggle is understood like, you know, there was a capital punishment during British Raj in India, that anybody who is a culprit will take him to the place of water, he will throw him in the water, and he will come out, he will push him again in the water, and they will hold him in the water till he gets suffocated, grasping for the last breath, you know, then they will pull him out, you know, but as soon as he thinks he is relieved, they will be pushing him back in the water. So, the material life and the struggle is explained like this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, you know, what is that verse? jacche va khacho viche habudubudubu bhai. It's in Bengali, you know. His expression is like that. As soon as he wants to get a relief, again you are pushed by Maya to get sink into the water. So where is the relief? He explains that our material life, is like that. We work so hard, get frustrated, and as if we get some relief, you know, again that relief is not going to last. No, we have to upkeep with the relief by working hard. It means we are creating more miseries after miseries and misery, and there is no way that you can ever realize where the relief is. So, as if we are all being punished. We are all being punished. If we say make better money, we think, oh, this punishment is lesser than India. In India we were feeling more constrainment. But whether less punishment or more punishment, punishment is there. Punishment is there. So where is the question of happiness? Is there happiness? If there could have been happiness, you would not have come here. You know? We come for some kind of relief, an eternal relief, by cultivating proper knowledge of reality. First of all, our knowledge about reality, we think that our reality depends upon our sensory perceptions. But the sensory perception is also having limits. How far can you see? How much can you hear? Even many people who are hearing today, they will not perceive exactly the same way as somebody else is perceiving. Everybody's perception is on a different wavelength. So all other senses, smelling, touching, tasting, but it is said that out of all sensory perceptions, hearing perception is the most powerful for everybody. So if they hear properly, then that powerfulness of hearing will convert into powerful understanding. Powerful understanding will culminate into powerful realization called knowledge. If you want to realize, realize powerful. Why a little bit here and there? Our temporary circumstances, which are fleeting, changing, they do not give us powerful experience. But sudden jolt of electric bolt, is if it falls here, then everybody will have a very powerful experience. So the idea is that reality and its experience must be understood on a very, very powerful understanding or acquisition of the knowledge. It is not an ordinary thing to realize. People even can't remember that they have something to realize in this life. They are so engrossed in hard struggle for existence, that they don't realize that they have something important thing missing in their life, is to realize the truth about themselves. So if one passes his life uselessly, even in a very opulent household, but without acquisition of that realization of the self, then understand he was nothing but a polished animal. You know? Otherwise, it's also compared to decoration on a dead body. What is the value of decoration on a dead body? In India, there are still some customs that if a lady passes before her husband, she is considered to be Bhagyavan. And we call she has gone Sadhava. Sadhava, Dhava means husband, Sa means along with. Husband is living and she went first. It is very good. Otherwise she will suffer more when the husband dies and she is left alone. So that is called Vidhava. Vigatasya yasya dhava iti vidhava. And that is sadhava. One time, this is a true thing. You know, I was running an orphanage in mid-90s, nearby Vrindavan, India, called Bharatpur. There were many downtrodden people, children especially, but some semi-crippled family came. Father, mother and a daughter. Alright? Three people were there. Their older brother was a doctor in London. And wife was also a doctor. So instead of, you know, taking care of the whole family, they chose to bring them to India back and put them into orphanage. Alright? Put them back into orphanage. Somehow he must have given some money. And if the orphanage will take care easily, you know, they don't have to worry. Because they were doctors, they got some cheap... they got cheap medicine and started a clinic called a charitable clinic. Alright? But nobody was taking care of the father, mother, and they were almost semi-crippled. The daughter was very crippled. Very much crippled. So, mother left the body. And the townspeople came, because those who were living nearby, they came. And they were rejoicing. Oh, the lady has passed. Her husband is still alive. So they started decorating the dead body with the lipstick and bindiya, as if she is going to be like a married woman. The dead body was decorated like a woman to be married. And then put her into fire. They say, she has gone before the husband. Means she is very, very fortunate that during the death, husband was there. But they don't understand what could be the future life. Alright? Krishna has taken away and put them into crippled condition because of karma. According to karma, karmana deva nitrena janto deha utpattati, in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says. The action and reactions which are conducted through the Daiva Netra, means under the divine supervision of the Devatas in the heaven, of Mother Prakriti, Durga Devi, you know. Everybody is a witness of our karma. So, it's a decision according to our karma given by the demigods. That is called Daiva Netrena. Jantu means the living entity. Deha Utpattati. They get into another body. So, if one has not performed any meritorious activity, how is he going to make a better settlement with his life? He will have to struggle more. Why? Because the ignorance is the culprit. Ignorance about our reality makes us go round and round for nothing. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita plays a very important role in our life to realize who we are really. What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to get entangled in the so many workings of material life? Then where is the question of our realization? We will never have any opportunity. Therefore, this arrangement of understanding the words of Lord Krishna, even though however simple they are, but through the experience of devotees of Krishna, aligned with the instructions of Krishna, the experiences of devotees or realization of devotees are essential to inspire us to understand and make our life perfect by application of our understanding. So, the lady went away and people thought, yes, she is very fortunate to die before her husband, and she will surely go where they do not know. Because even though if a pious lady is there and following her husband, the Shastra says that she will earn 50% punya of her husband's deed, good deed. But what about the bad deed? She will also share it. Nothing is free. If you depend fully, not otherwise. So, things were stuck. Husband also left body after some time. He doesn't have to wait long either. Now only crippled girl is remaining. Right? Everybody started having pity on her. Oh, she is so unfortunate. Nobody could marry her because she was crippled. But when we say, if there is nobody of yours, Krishna is there. Why don't you accept Krishna as your real Lord and Master? Because He has made all the arrangements for your survival, even in crippled state. He said, don't understand. Because more a crippled person, more attached to the bodily conception of life one is. Suppose if somebody loses his eyes, do you think he will stop seeing or working his way out? He will use the sense of touch. He will take a stick and then he remembers where he was going. So, all our senses have a habit to work the functions of other senses also. Why? Because Krishna has all these senses like this that work. Now you have offered banana, apple, coconut to Krishna. Do you know how he is going to eat? Do you see him eating? But how would you understand this offering is really accepted by Krishna? That's what he says. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tad bhaktim upahrutam ashnami prayatatma. If one is offering me a leaf, a fruit, flower, or water, with love and devotion, I accept such offering, all right, and eat them, because he is endeavoring to offer me. So our endeavoring, our efforts to offer with love and devotion, they themselves are accepted by Krishna. How? Simply by seeing. Simply by even touching, he can be satisfied. We have to cultivate this, and you will realize that, yes, we know how to do this. Krishna is accepting everything. Ashnami prayatatmana means virtually, factually, not virtually, I eat. But he is eating our efforts. Efforts were done with love and devotion. He keeps the offering as prasadam for us. So therefore, his pleasure and proper understanding of his devotee will be a secured process to elevate himself to understand this. And the devotee will understand, he will be realizing, yes, Krishna's workings are very divine. We want to measure through our blunt senses with limited approach, because our senses are not perfect. If Mataji is not wearing glasses like me, her vision is said to be 20/20, but she is wearing, unfortunately. And me too, and almost many, you too. You are wearing glasses. You wearing glasses. We, you wearing glasses. Oh my God, three. Everybody is wearing glasses because their vision is not perfect. But 20/20 vision is also limited. A vulture 2 miles up in the sky can spot a rat where it is moving, or a snake, which is its food. Oh, you don't have 20/20 vision either. You are watching TV too much. Well, you're too young. There are majority wearing glasses. Means we are imperfect. Right? Our senses are imperfect. So whatever you gather the knowledge through senses is also imperfect. The knowledge is imperfect because we acquire through sense perception. Senses are imperfect, therefore knowledge acquired by through the senses is also imperfect. And because this knowledge is imperfect, we become confused, and confused person is an illusion. Illusion means, if you have seen the snake moving in the day, the rope in the night can be also understood as a snake. Isn't it? You become fearful of a rope. Means it's illusory. So this is the third defect. And fourth defect is we cheat or lie. More or less extent. Oh no, no, I have dedicated my life to you. Cent per cent. Never take it granted. Okay? Because every individual can cohabit with each other for personal needs. But when devotional service is considered, that a devotee can voluntarily live for the sake of happiness of Krishna, that is incomparable love of God. That is true. Because we are individuals and independence is there. So sometimes we misuse the independence, sometimes we use in good situation. Independence and misuse of independence can put us even cast away from Krishna, and we are thrown away or put in such a dungeon of materialistic life of hard struggle for existence. Suppose if you are with Krishna and you feel Krishna is with you, in other words, don't you think you will be the most secure person, most happy person, most active person in... you are not out of job, because devotional service never put you into unemployed situation. Okay? And you are eternally and enjoying, you know, reciprocation personally with Krishna. So that promise is to be realized by accepting the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. If you do not understand, you can ask a question, but Krishna never tells a lie. Why he has to tell a lie? Does he have to gain from you something? Because he is the creator, he is the maintainer, and he is the annihilator of everything. Not only you or me, but of everything. Do you think, does he have to gain anything from us? No. But his happiness with us will depend upon how much we love him back. So this is an important situation, that we do not rely upon our blunt senses to estimate the workings of nature. Rather, we cultivate the eyes of understanding through Shastra. That is called Jnana Chakshusha. Or Shastra Chakshus. See through the eyes of Shastra. See through the eyes of realized knowledge. Jnana Chakshus. If we realize to acquire knowledge through our blunt senses, then we are wasting our time. It's not a blind belief. We want to verify it. You know, there are many religions, they are simply based on belief system, where they don't have reasoning even allowed. If you see the tenets of belief system in Islam or Christianity, you'll be surprised. Such a demand is never there in our Vedic religion. Right? If you don't believe in Allah, you are a kafir. You deserve to die. So anybody who does not believe in Allah is supposed to die. Is not qualified to live. So people take the command in their hand and massacre people. Otherwise, why would people even attacked with a human bomb in a hospital in Quetta, Pakistan? Just 3 days back, they killed about 68 people who were struggling to survive physically, and the fanatics are coming like a human bomb and blew it up. He blows himself, but he takes 66, 68 people with him. So, where is the verifiability of your belief system? Destruction is not verifiability. Verify means to make prove it that you are a true believer. You have to prove by cultivating the value system, the culture of Allah. Allah is benevolent. That they believe. But they are so fanatic that unless and until you say Allah, then and then you are supposed to be a believer. If you say Bhagavan, then he is a kafir. Their understanding of Allah is, or the Supreme Personality of God is different. It's very low. Why? Because such faith has developed out of ignorance. Such faith has developed after ignorance. Ignorance is influencing your faith and will not allow you to verify whether you are right or wrong. Even in Christianity, it's a faith-based system. Because Jesus has given blood for your sin, you should accept Him as His Savior, Lord and Master. Because you are a sinful person, and you are going to remain sinful, better accept Him because He is the only Savior. Jesus said, nobody comes to Father but through Me. But Jesus was a devotee. Those who are fanatics, blind in faith, neither they go back home, back to Godhead, nor put up a proper perception. They want to convert by simply giving some food, give you clothes or shelter or some job. What is the percentage of poverty in Kerala? Education is 100%, they say. Literacy in Kerala is 100%. You must have heard, right? Yeah. But how many people are poor? Many. You'll be surprised. And who are those out of this contingency of Hindu, Muslim and Christians? Who are most poor? Christian. She's right. Christian people come to your door to beg money or food. They are so much neglected. They simply convert them out of allurement of bodily needs. No spiritual need. But because they were converted, they were Hindus before, they know Krishna. And they want to love him back. Joshi. Joshi. You met Joshi?
No.
You are not lucky. Is a Christian?
Hey Rama.
Okay, Rama.
Krishna.
Haribo, Kunti? Glosha Prabhupada. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to class. Are you coming tomorrow? It's all right. So we should be having lunch around 1. Okay? Okay, 604 Saint Johnsbury Road, Saint Johnsbury Road, Catonsville, Maryland. It's very near BWI airport, it's about 15 minutes. So you can come on 95 and 95, like that. Okay? Okay. All right, brother? All right, Haribol. You can call me in case. Yeah. Okay, brother. All right, brother. Haribol. Yadragjo, Haribo, Kunti with her husband coming. 1 o'clock. If people accept something without proper knowledgeability, knowledge means it will not keep you in darkness. It is compared to the light. Bhagavad Gita is giving you the verifiable light of knowledgeability. Okay? Verifiable means you can cross it, check it, examine it. To verify means to reconfirm. To confirm. And devotees, when they put Krishna's teaching in their life, things change. You'll be a happier person. You will not struggle unnecessarily in the material world just for the sake of feeding the stomach. But you will feed your soul. You will nurture it like a tulsi plant we worship. You know, why do we worship tulsi? Because tulsi is a pure devotee of Krishna. She always remains at the lotus feet of the Lord. Right? To hold the lotus feet of the Lord is very significant. If we hold the lotus feet of the Lord, the feet of the Lord, they are keeping the Lord also standing or very foundational. Means holding the existence of the Lord in the lotus feet. So if we hold the lotus feet of the Lord, then the benefit is that we will be protected, we will also have our existence, the reality that we will hold ourselves. If we don't have hold the lotus feet of the Lord, then very great chances to fall off. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful verse that even some jnanis, those who think that they found Kaivalya Mukti, Yanyer Arvindaksha Vimuktamaninaha Tai Astabhava Avishuddha Buddhaya Aruhya Krichena Paramapadam Tata Padanti Ada Anadra Dirishmadangraya. Because he has neglected the lotus feet of the Lord to hold for his own security, he thought his existence depends upon his intelligence, his brain power, his muscle power. But no, that is called astabhava. His consciousness has been completely gone. It's down. It's not elevating. Tai astabha avishuddha buddhaya. And that intelligence is called dirty intelligence. If he one thinks that without, you know, Krishna, he will become, you know, very elevated. He is bluffing. Because he is sure to fall down. So what is the use of going so high and again fall down? Avishuddha buddhaya. Generally they become philanthropist or do something good, not by worshipping Krishna, by worshipping downtrodden people. They say Janata Janardhan. They said Manav Seva, Madhav Seva. Equivalent. But they do not do Manav Seva properly. So how is it possible to that they will turn it into Madhav Seva? They cannot verify. So Krishna is telling that I am the origin. I am the origin of the poor people also. Because when somebody has opulence and misuse the opulence, the next life he won't get the chance to come in back into the opulence. He will be a pauper. Misusing Krishna's energy, Krishna's opulence, will not give chance in second lifetime. So, human life is meant for not only balancing out the resources of material nature. You can't pollute air, water, fire, anything. You cannot pollute. Otherwise, the karma will boomerang and come back to you. In a wholesale way. America abuses the resources of material nature. And see, they are becoming so, what we call, they become dadagiri. Means they are forcing other nations to pay for them. You are in such a country that will give you allurement other way around. You work hard because we are the biggest consumer in the whole world. We'll consume whatever you have to offer us. America ka pet dekha nahi, mere pet se bahut bada hai. Yes. Very, very big. As a whole. They want to eat up China, they want to eat up India, all the nations. But they are being beaten up by the ISIS. Right? They can't kill even mosquitoes. So whatever it is, as the little life of reality through acquired knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is worth living than long life like an animal. A crocodile lives for 150 years. We are not living even 70, 73. But a crocodile lives double than us. A life of an elephant is so big. He also lives for about 100 years. So, but what is the use of long life? Kripana Druma Janma Bhajam. Druma means the trees. If you go to California, sequoia trees live for tens of thousands of years. They were witnessing when Lord Krishna appeared 5,000 years. They were lucky that they were existing during that time. But as trees, such huge trees, if you haven't gone there, go sometime. Your car can pass through the, they have road through the trees. They are so big. This big tree and the road is going, the car has passed. They are called sequoia, living trees. They are not even dead. So, these are called giant trees. They must be living when dinosaurs were there, huh? You have seen a lot of videos, movies, dinosaurs. I know, Hanuman. So, what is the use of such a long life? Some whales in the water, they also live long. So, the whole idea, even though if our life is of little span, but if we live in factual reality, manifested reality, you are knowing who you are, and what are you doing. Because ultimate reality is Lord Krishna, whom we are part and parcel, so we are connected, and we should never forget Him even for a moment. Therefore we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. All the time you chant Hare Krishna, sing Hare Krishna. When Hare Krishna is being sung with the rhythm, dance, you know. This is our Vedic system. The temples were, they were doing kirtans. So it is very important to live a life of little reality, and then our life will be fulfilled, meaningful. That's why satsang is for the right cause, not temporary cause, eternal cause. So anybody has any question? You conduct Bhagavad Gita classes also? And Bhakti Vruksha manuals?
Yeah,
several places. Several places. They are just beginners?
Yeah, they are beginners.
Okay. Yeah, so please participate in a regulated function and you will be benefited immensely. There's no charge except love of Krishna should be exposed. Live for Krishna. Any question, comments? ગોપીબેન તને કોઈ પ્રશ્ન છે?
પ્રશ્ન today is last Krishna's day in South Indian people, Maharaj.
Yeah.
They all are Telugu. They celebrate Varalakshmi, Lakshmi Vratam today.
Lakshmi?
Lakshmi Vratam.
Vratam.
Varalakshmi Vratam.
Varalakshmi.
That's what they gather everybody.
Vara means?
Varne, Vrat.
No, no, Vara Lakshmi. The one who gives Varam. Right? Varam means Shrestha also. Lakshmiji is the best devotee of Krishna. She serves Narayan. Right? Kalyanotsavam will be taking place so many times during the day. Why? The best couple of spiritual life. So your life may turn into spiritual nature. Because they are not material. They are not devatas. They are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know? Lakshmi Narayan. In Kali Yuga, this worship is going down because of the influence of the age of Kali. Actually, it was the rule of Dwapar Yuga, where Lakshmi Narayan worship was there, very opulent, you know. Devotees give profuse gold, charity for the big, big temples. Some of the temples are still existing with a lot of gold store, right? Thiruvananthapuram, you know, like that. So, Lakshmi is the deity of the, let me just open it up. Lakshmi is the consort of Lord Vishnu. So, there are Varalakshmi is Shrestha, but how many opulences of Lakshmis are there? Saubhagya Lakshmi, then nine major forms, but still Lakshmi Sahastra Satasam Brahma Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam. There are hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis serving Lord Narayana. Sahastra Sata means 1 lakh Lakshmis are there. Whatever good or opulence you find, it is, she is the mother of that opulence. And we want to acquire Lakshmi. We want to acquire Lakshmi. Not Narayan. But if you acquire Narayan, Lakshmi will come back. Right? Lakshmi follows Narayan. She is not independent. You can't worship Lakshmi alone. That is not approved. You have to put Narayan first. And you cannot worship Narayan alone. Because you cannot separate the potent from its potency. The potent from its potency. Shakti, Shaktiman. Narayan is Shaktiman and Lakshmi is Shakti. You can't separate them. And they are not two living entities, it is one singular. But Krishna wants to enjoy, so he separates this potency to interact with him. So that's how Lakshmi and Narayan are manifested, because they are ever enjoying the pastimes.
Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, your available time here, we really appreciate your visit.